Speed dies slowly, or the calm, lifelong, easy-peasy workout. It is hard to begin working out by just going to the gym and waiting for it to happen. The good workouts start with changes at home. Interestingly enough, the more you want to be fit or young again, the more interesting the changes. At the very least, the TV and the toaster have got to go. For many, it is a good idea to get rid of the microwave, the oven, please be careful with gas, and the freaking refrigerator. Oh yes. And some individuals may need to get rid of their job or switch to another career. It is different for everyone. There is no rule here. But it is all about ending comfort. With comfort comes the overeating cycle or the not caring enough about yourself cycle. With comfort, you don't have the energy to fight it all. You may ask yourself, what the hell am I going to eat without a refrigerator? What am I going to do before sleep? How am I even going to fall asleep? The true answers are that you already ate. You ate well ahead of time. The thing that you are going to do before going to sleep is learn how to walk faster and faster. Get some really thick woolen socks to protect your feet. And walk faster and faster until walking becomes shuffling. Then you must absolutely get an interval timer or a free app for your phone. And learn to rest less and shuffle more. Until your shuffling starts looking like jogging. And here, it is a really good idea to join the gym because of the roof over your head. You should never be interrupted by the weather. And here, you can start working out daily with dumbbells in hand. Start with 3-pound dumbbells and begin walking back and forth, almost like rocking, while lifting and again using an interval timer to eliminate rest periods and carry on faster and faster. That kind of walking back and forth with dumbbells in your hands is a good workout, but most importantly, it is really easy on your knees. And eventually, your motions will start turning into dancing. You will have to start dancing with dumbbells. That is a full body workout. You don't need to stretch too much. You don't need a lot of runway to get going. You just grow. As your body will start adapting, you go to 5-pound weights, 10-pound weights. You probably don't need to go into 15-pound weights, but you will need faster music. And eventually, you're going to need really fast music. If you can't find any songs like that, you need Audacity, which is a free program that will help you speed up music without making it sound like it's for chipmunks. Then, instead of lifting both dumbbells at the same time, do it left-right, which is twice as fast. And keep your weights low. You may want to return to 5-pound weights or even 3-pound weights because you're lifting a lot more frequently. There's just one shortcut that really works. Only one. There's nothing else. And that shortcut is camping. Walking in the woods, sleeping in a tent, switching your daily routine to something wild and roasting sausages over an open fire. This is also in large part why there is no such a thing as a workout plan. You yourself can't even be sure where this is going. Are you going to come back home and then work out with dumbbells again? Or are you going to stay closer to the woods and perhaps consider walking the Appalachian Trail, which would absolutely restore your body in just 6 months, though it is difficult? A good workout, a solid workout, is lifelong. That 6 months usually ends in sadness and overeating. Woods are really beautiful out there. People just get depressed that it's over, that they finished. A good workout really is lifelong. The great rewards that you will discover at first are regaining the ability to twist and turn as you reach for things. And then eventually, the big one, the ability to bend down and pick stuff off the ground. It feels like being 15 all over again. For some reason, being able to bend down and pick stuff off the ground is just the most amazing feeling. And at last, your final reward, the crowning achievement, is extra 20 or 30 or maybe even 50 years of life. There isn't really a rule or sequence, but you will have to give up comfort and gradually increase the complexity of your workout challenges, whatever they are, whatever it is that has called to you, so as long as it is lifelong.